Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
10:05 on a Friday morning. A shocking win on the road in Tampa. What the hell was going on there? Two touchdowns down in the fourth quarter against a team that needed a win, and the Falcons find a way to get a double. You will get back to that. But when you have a chance to talk to television royalty, you know, also from the right neck of the woods, you don't even flinch. You seize that opportunity.
You get right to it.
You seize it like me seizing a cheesesteak at lunch. Joining us now, Sean McDonough from ESPN and ABC on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He'll also get to play buy or sell with us in a little bit. Sean, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Who's the royalty? When are they coming on?
Oh, come on now. You were just voted. I know. I don't know if it's like an Oscar or an Emmy, but that esteemed Awful Announcing ranked the 25 best college play-by-play guys in America. There's a lot of them, very talented, and your teammate, you and Greg McElroy, voted the number one team, and I attest to that and say that's a great decision. So congrats on that. I think what it does it really say is that you guys have great chemistry together and you love college football, right?
Yeah, we do. You know, I love Greg. He's a great guy and a lot of fun to work with. I've been really lucky. You know, throughout my time in college football, before I worked with Greg, I worked with Todd Blackledge, who's another one of the best people I've ever known in my life. As a matter of fact, when we were in Charlotte last weekend for the ACC championship game, Todd and his wife Brittany live in Charlotte. So we went to dinner with Todd. You know, Chris Bielman was awesome. He remains a really great friend now that he's in the front office with the Detroit Lions. So I've been blessed to work with a lot of really nice people who are great at what they do.
You went to the very famous place that I was rejected by, the Newhouse College of Communications at Syracuse. They said, you can come here with a liberal arts, but you're not going to be in the communication school. So I did the next best thing.
You're not going to be a journalist.
Journalist! I went to New Orleans and said, screw that. But anyway, when you go back and speak, and when you were talking to these kids, you've called World Series play-by-play, you've called Monday Night Football, you've called the Olympics, you've called the Masters. You're the lead voice in the National Hockey League, obviously not a lead voice in college football. How do you – not everybody has that level of talent, but when you're coaching young broadcasters, what is the key to being able to have that level of diversity, and what are the – you know, how preparing for one is different for another? Give a little insight of what that conversation is with those kids.
Well, it's a timely question because I was literally just there earlier this week. I'm on the board of the chapel, Hendricks Chapel, up at Syracuse, and we had some board meetings. And our holiday at Hendricks Chapel concert, which made me really proud, you know, you can actually find that on YouTube. Syracuse has a tremendous orchestra and student choir, and they put on a performance Sunday night. And anyway, went over to Newhouse, spoke to a bunch of kids, and I think the most important thing at stake is just it is a transferable skill, the play-by-play. You know, you're describing what you see. You're hopefully weaving in pertinent information. You're interacting with your partner in the booth and sideline reporter, if there is one, and the people in the truck. So it's transferable. You just have to understand how all these different sports are played and the rules and strategies and that sort of thing, which, you know, I grew up, as you know, I grew up around all these sports my whole life with my dad being a sports writer who back in the day covered everything, particularly football. So, you know, you just have to prepare. That's the most important thing. You know what the storylines are going in, know about the participants, try to humanize them as the game goes along while you're also staying on top of what's happening in the game.
And have a genuine excitement of calling and being a part of it, right? Not faking it.
Yeah, 100%. If that ever goes away, right. That, you know, that's when it's time to stop.
Right.
I used to have a sign on my desk at EGITSB, which is every game is the Super Bowl. And, you know, you should approach it that way. If you're not excited to be in the booth on a Saturday afternoon at any college football game, but particularly as lucky as we are to get to do the games that we typically do week to week, then, you know, why are you there? And I don't know how that excitement would ever go away, because it's, you know, each one of these games that we show up for, it has its own importance and storylines and excitement and traditions of the fan bases and the rivalries and everything that goes into it. So I don't know how that would ever get old.
Well, a great example is maybe, I wouldn't say a short end of the stick, but when they were calling out who works last weekend, you get the ACC game, certainly doesn't feel the urgency of the Big Ten championship or the SEC championship, maybe even the Big 12. And I can tell you, I'm watching you late into the night, and there was more drama and storylines in that Duke and Virginia game and what was at stake and how it played out. I mean, great example of don't go in have any preconceived notion that somehow this isn't as big a game as those others, how it plays out.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and there was a little bit of that narrative leading into it, as you said, but I didn't feel that way. I love the storylines. I love how the fact, oh, my gosh, if Duke wins, the ACC might not get a team in. If Duke wins, James Madison's going to get in. Virginia won't. You know, obviously, there are a lot of great stories on the Virginia team. A lot of people around the country don't know much, obviously, about this Duke football team and their quarterback, who has a great backstory in Darian Mensah, which we tried to tell as the game went along. You know, grew up in some pretty difficult circumstances. And you know, now he's at Duke on a 2-year, $7 million plus deal playing college football and has basically lifted his entire family out of poverty or close to poverty while doing it. So, you know, I loved being there. It was a lot of fun. You know, I like the fact that Greg is so super plugged into this, as you know. I mean, he does a talk show every day and he does a podcast about college football. So, you know, he's really well prepared at the end of the night to talk about, okay, all these games have been played. Now the committee's meeting tonight. They're going to meet tomorrow morning. They're going to announce the bracket at noon tomorrow. You know, I think there's no one better than Greg to kind of put a period on all of this and project it forward, which we did last year when we were talking about, is SMU going to get in? Is Alabama going to get in? Will Alabama be out because SMU's in? So we had more of that this year. I think even more of that just because I think there were more deserving teams that might get in that didn't. You know, I think it was, as I said on the air, I felt much worse for the teams left on the bubble this year than I did last year. Because last year, I felt like, hey, Alabama, you lost, whatever, three times. You lost to 2 6-6 teams. You don't really deserve it. You don't really have a case. This year, Notre Dame had a case. Texas had a case. Vanderbilt had a case. You know, you could probably go down to BYU and Utah and a couple others as well. So it was a lot harder this year.
Sean McDonough with us on Sports Radio 92.9. He'll play buy or sell in a second. You're walking the fine line between calling games and having strong opinions or opinions at all, certainly on shows like this. But your compatriots at ESPN came under enormous fire, and I thought rightfully so, for the Lane Kiffin dialogue regarding being able to coach Ole Miss. All kinds of thoughts about Jimmy Sexton and then inside job and Nick Saban, you know, responding to that. It seemed like most of the public totally agreed Ole Miss should not let this guy coach, that Lane Kiffin was insufferable upon his exit, but the ESPN guys didn't agree. What is your thought on that and the criticism that is leveled and the inside job allegations against the fact that the relationships between ESPN and these teams?
I don't know, because I haven't talked to any of the people involved in that. If those relationships influence the commentary, I would like to think that it didn't. You know, we have an obligation to the viewer. That's the mission statement of ESPN, serve the viewer. I think we have the obligation to tell the truth as we believe it, regardless of these things. You know, it was very hard, for example, Stake, to stand in front of the camera last year at the end of the ACC championship and say, I don't think Alabama belongs in the field, knowing our relationship with the SEC at ESPN and ABC. You know, I got some heat when we did the Notre Dame-Indiana game, when Notre Dame was roughing him up a lot. And I said, I never said Indiana didn't belong in. That's the way some people wound up spinning it. What I said is, you know, this is going to start some debate about whether or not Indiana belonged in. And my only question was, why was it a given that last year that Indiana was in? There was never even a debate that they should be in the talk about teams on the bubble. So anyway, but that became, well, of course, he's ripping the Big Ten because they don't have the Big Ten.
Right.
So
well, what'd you
there's
think?
Always going to be what'd that.
You think
but I
the-
think Ole Miss did the right thing.
Yep.
I do agree that the calendar is unfortunate that these situations arise when they do, but I think Ole Miss 100% did the right thing in not allowing him to coach. And, you know, they did the right thing promoting Pete Golding, and I think their team will be well coached and play very hard in that game.
Is it odd? Is Lane Kiffin odd in those Friday meetings with you guys? Odd, I say, just different from other coaches?
You know, it's one of those things, right? I'm sure you saw the documentary about him on ESPN that aired at the beginning of the year. Basically, it was kind of how he had changed and matured. And, you know, I kind of was watching that thinking, yeah, that mirrors our experience. You know, he seems to be a little more thoughtful in the meetings. And, you know, he's an interesting guy. When you ask him a question, you know, a lot of times you ask people a question, you kind of feel you know what the answer is going to be. With Lane, you never really do. But you know, I thought the way he handled this situation at the end kind of made me wonder if he really had matured or not. You know, I don't think he handled it well, and it got really dragged out. And you know, I think it got dragged out in large part at the very end because he wanted to try to convince Ole Miss that he should be allowed to coach.
Yeah, and leverage his guys if behind the scenes. I mean, the
yeah,
level,
and then
the,
you know,
level
then the players
pressure.
Came out and said, "No, we never said we wanted him to coach the team."
Yeah,
and so. There was also that. So it was unfortunate the way it ended because obviously did a tremendous coaching job there and, you know, left it in really good shape. I was surprised he wanted to leave just because I think now if you have the resources, you can win at any of these places as we're seeing. I mean, Indiana's done it 2 years in a row now. We saw SMU last year, Vanderbilt this year, you know, Virginia this year. Their success was largely a product of an influx of resources that allowed them to go out and get much better players.
All right, you ready to play some buy or sell and let you go on your way?
Sure.
All right, Sean McDonough. Last one. Music will be last. Either one of those. Syracuse cold is a different kind of cold. Buy or sell. Syracuse cold is a different kind of cold.
I sell that. Does that mean I don't agree?
Yeah, you sell it. Yeah, like
it's cold. As I said, I was just up there the other day, and every time I go up there now as an adult, I wonder how did I make it through 4 years here, but I made it through because it's a really special place, and I'm reminded of that every time I go up there.
Buy or sell, and I'll just give the quick background. Of course, Sean's dad, the legendary Will McDonough, NFL writer, got in a fist fight in the locker room with Raymond Claiborne of the New England Patriots, which is unheard of in this day and age. Buy or sell, your dad eventually made up with Raymond Claiborne. Buy or sell. Eventually they made up.
Buy. They did. He did.
That's nice to hear.
Raymond Claiborne reached out to him, to his credit, to make up. One of the highlights of my childhood, I mean, when you can say at the bus stop, you know, never mind my father can beat up your father. My father can beat up NFL football players.
You know, Punch, you know the story,
you
right?
You kind of win that conversation.
Will, no, I don't. Will, I was going to ask you. What
his
happened?
Dad punched out a Patriots player
in
the locker room who got sassy with him, and Will McDonough's old school Irish Boston, like we don't play that way.
Mad
McDonough's
props.
Don't play
oh,
that
it
way.
It was awesome. You know, I think it was Dick Young. They were playing the Jets. I think it was the late great Dick Young wrote in one of the New York papers that my dad should win the Pulitzer Prize. It was like a great moment in journalism. So
that's great.
Journalism.
It was certainly a great moment in childhood.
Yeah.
You know.
Walking like, dude. Don't mess with that family.
Yeah.
Hey,
buy
or sell the lobster roll with mayo, not butter, is the only true lobster roll. The lobster roll with mayo. Buy or sell?
I would buy that. Although I think butter's fine, too. But, you know, if you're going to do it, I would go with the mayo.
Buy or sell, Bill Raftery is the best wingman in life. Bill Raftery.
100%. That's you can retire that question forever. There will be nobody... Nobody even comes close.
That's at dinner. That's calling a game. That's on the bus. That's everywhere, right?
Well, yeah. Although now that I think that Charles Barkley's not bad either.
Oh. Yeah, I know Charles.
I would say those two. That would be for the championship. I'd take either one of them forever.
Buy or sell? You don't want anyone to know, but oftentimes you're rooting for a coach or a team when you're calling a game? You don't want them to know, but you buy or sell?
I am selling that. You know, I try very hard to keep that out. I will acknowledge that sometimes it's difficult because a lot of times, you know, one coach or school is particularly cooperative and kind and friendly and, you know, informative, and the others are not. But once the game starts, you're really just thinking about doing your job.
Not the case when you're calling Red Sox games over the summer, which you still
do. No, it's okay when you're the local broadcaster. Yeah. If people know you want that team to win, you should. You know, it's
different
good for everybody, including the station you're working for, if they win.
Buy or sell, have five or six sports writers that are must-read whatever they put out. Buy or sell, you have your five or six guys.
Yeah, I would say that's true. Yeah, I've become a particularly big fan of, for example, David Hale at ESPN. I think there are a number of people at The Athletic who do a terrific job. I make it a point to try to read when I go to their website just about every day, especially the folks who cover college football.
Buy or sell, Dick Vitale's personality is the same on and off the air. Vitale's personality, buy or sell?
Yeah, not quite as energetic. I mean, if he went through life interacting with people that way, that would be hard to sustain. But yes, he is a enthusiastic, energetic, kind, emotional person.
Buy or sell, Drew Butler's golf game is in no way overrated. Buy or sell, it is no.
Well, what do we think of Drew's golf game? I'd have to know what the
scratch golfer. Scratch golfer plays in your tournament.
Yeah, scratch golfer has been my partner several times.
Has it not gone well?
Member guest, the Invitational at Boston Golf Club. We had a heartbreaking defeat. We lost our flight by a half a point with a lot of controversy this year that I still haven't gotten over.
Right, right.
Yeah, the one thing, he's a great partner. I mean, as you know, he's the nicest person on the planet, and he's rock solid. I think we've won the flight almost every other time that he's been up here.
He went one-on-one.
He certainly had the most fun. You know what gets tiring, though?
Yeah.
The other people in the golf tournament, the pro shop staff, the wait staff, you know, the caddies, everybody comes over to me. Your guest is the nicest person. We're so glad you bring Drew back every year. He's just the nicest guy. I'm like, okay, but could he hit a better shot in the shootout when we have a chance to win the whole thing? You know, that's what I'm looking for.
Sounds...
You can snap at somebody, but just stuff that 8-iron in there on the playoff hole so we have a chance.
Finally, growing up, this a better Boston band. Aerosmith, better Boston band than this one from your childhood.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Cars, Aerosmith, better Boston band than the Cars. Buy or sell from Sean McDonough's youth?
I'm buying that. Aerosmith, better. Cars, outstanding, probably underrated over the history of music, but I'd have to go with Aerosmith.
I didn't hit you with Jay Giles' band either. Also a nice one in the mix, right? From our era.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Hey,
And then from our youth, you know, I would still throw out a nod to the New Kids on the Block, since Donnie Wahlberg remains Donnie Wahlberg is a very loyal supporter of our charity golf tournament. Not only comes and plays, but he buys auction items and donates auction items, and he's just a great guy. So,
you know, when
we got to throw out a little love to the New Kids.
Yeah, when Affleck and Damon are filming, what was it, Three Musketeers or whatever it is overseas, like Czechoslovakia. They're calling McDonough to do play-by-play of Boston sports for them, so
hilarious.
They can stay. Right?
That's hilarious.
Is that a true story?
That was actually Chris O'Donnell way back
in
the day.
Chris O'Donnell, right? He was in that movie.
Yeah.
He's like,
they were all in school ties together 100 years ago. That's how they got to know each other. And that's how I got to know Chris, actually, through Matt, particularly Matt.
Get ready. Sean and McElroy calling a number of the biggest games. What's your game first weekend? You got the best game, right?
We have Miami, Texas A&M,
yeah,
which
awesome.
I think is going to be terrific. The atmosphere there, you know, it's, as you know, an enormous stadium of rabid fan base, and I think it's a really good matchup. So excited to go there.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Hopefully you get Georgia. I know you get the Fiesta Bowl as well. Sean, thanks for coming on always. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, as always. Happy holidays to you and all of your massive listening audience.
Massive is the accurate term. All right, buddy. Yeah, Sean McDonough playing buy or sell. We'll come back. How'd the Falcons pull that off? Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.